You are listening to the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast, the podcast for the off-roader with the short attention span.
This portion of the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast brought to you by Legos. Want to feel excruciating pain like you've never felt before in the middle of the night? Try stepping on a Lego. That's Legos. All right, grab a snack, sit down, shut up, get ready. The 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast is about to begin.
Follow the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast on Twitter, the Gram, and YouTube.
Hey, welcome to the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki G. I'm here to inform, delight, entertain, and all that other bullcrap about everything and anything off-road for about the next 10 minutes or so. Why 10 minutes? It's a running gag, and I'm running out of stuff to say, but yeah, about 10 minutes is about all the time I can spare. All right, so many of you might have noticed that the opening music is a little bit different tonight. That's because I went to a website to get some music that had the word copyright free. And I was concentrating on the free part and they were concentrating on the copyrighted part. So apparently, oh my God, there's a big bug in here. Jesus criminy. Yeah, I know, I'm a sissy when it comes to bugs. Hold on a second, I'm going to smush this mother. All right, I'm back. Where was I? Oh yeah, copyrighted music. I got dinged with a copyright infringement. No biggie, didn't cost me any money. So I apologize for missing a week or two of this. I haven't really had time to do it. I headed out to the trail to talk to you guys and interview people and see what's going on and what's on everybody's mind. And as soon as I get out to the trail, wheeling happens and the podcast gets put on the back burner. And next thing I know, the day's over and I didn't talk to anybody. Well, I talked to everybody, but not a lot about the podcast. So I apologize, but it's going to get on track and it's going to get better. I keep saying that, but in reality, this is a train wreck off a cliff. So like I said, I headed out to the trail, talked to you guys, and a little bit of wheeling interrupted everything. And I got to give a shout out to Brian and all his crew that I went wheeling with in Uwari a couple of weeks ago. Had a great time. It was an impromptu trip. I just had a day off, so I headed out to Uwari. Met at the outpost where I was going to just interview a bunch of people. And ran into Brian and his group, and they were heading out. So I tagged along with them. And just never got to it. And then the week after that, I ended up, somebody contacted me, said they wanted to go do Old House Gap Road, which is a trail I didn't complete. And so I was eager to go and completed it. And I got to tell you, it was a blast. So I had a good time, but no podcast. Don't know what to talk about tonight. Didn't really come up with a plan. I just turned on the microphone and just figured I'd ramble on and on. But I'll talk about the Old House Gap Road. It's a trail that I've never heard of before until just a few months. But it's a fire service road in here in North Carolina. It's a fire service road 192. And it's a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. 3 miles long. And it was just pure enjoyment. Some of the sights you see were great. The people I was with was awesome. Tell you all the time, don't wheel alone. Although I've done quite a bit of overlanding alone, because that's a lot of fun just getting out of town. Those are more or less dirt roads, so it's nothing that I can get stuck on. But you never know when a medical emergency pops up. So if you're going to be alone, have some type of communication to call or even have. It's always, everything's always more fun with friends. But anyhow, Old House Gap Road, it's a hidden gem. I never knew it existed. Now I'm going to make it a yearly trip. So I started thinking, everybody out there must have like a favorite trail or a hidden gem like that. So we did Old House Gap Road. Let me tell you, it started out very easy. And it was just, it was kind of boring the first 10 minutes of it, 10, 15 minutes of it. Just, I thought, man, this is just going to be a dirt road. I got to the point where I turned around because there was some deep ruts. And when I was there the last time, they were filled with mud, so I couldn't tell how deep they were. So I didn't go through. And I'm glad I didn't. Some of these ruts were 3 feet deep. There's no way. Well, I might have been able to go through it, but I surely would have got, if I would have got stuck and it was just me and my wife, and then she would have to shovel some mud, and I don't think she was up for it. So we turned around and went back. But when I went this time and saw how deep the ruts were, I was amazed. But, you know, we all made it through, and we all didn't have, and nobody had to winch out, and nobody had to get towed out. But it was pretty taxing on me. And we all had a great time. And then when we got done with that, we drove back up the mountain and went down Old Highway 105, which is a dirt road, so to speak. Really, there was no obstacles on it. There were a few little things that might have kept the little ricers and stuff out. But you could drive it in your mom's minivan. And I passed a minivan, and I passed a Beamer. And I can't believe they took it off those dirt roads, but they did. But the view of Table Rock, the view from the mountain from this road is spectacular. And there's camping sites all along the road, just overlooking the mountain and valley. I guess it's the Linville Gorge. It's beautiful. I recommend going. If you're in the North Carolina way, check out the Linville Gorge. It's beautiful. I believe that's going to be my new stomping grounds. I'm changing it from Uwari to Linville. Because there's just so many Forest Service roads and so much stuff I haven't explored. And I love you, Uwari. It's right in my backyard. I got a soft spot for it. But it's getting to the point where I know every rock on the trail. And so I'm going to alternate a lot. I'm going to go to Uwari 1 week, and maybe next time go up to Linville Falls. Or Uwari, it's like the Disney of off-roading here in North Carolina. Everybody goes there. I always run into somebody I know up there, always wheeling with friends there. And I have a saying, everybody says don't wheel alone. And I say you can go to Uwari alone, because you're never truly alone in Uwari. There's always somebody 5 minutes up the trail or 5 minutes down the trail. You're going to have to give way to somebody. Somebody's going to have to give way to you. I went up there last year on a weekday with some friends. We went up on a weekday because we didn't want it to be crowded, because two of the guys have never been wheeling before. And one is kind of shy about it. But we went up there on a weekday. We had the place to ourselves. We're doing great. Kid gets stuck on Dutch John, couldn't make it up the hill. And then out of nowhere, these people appear to watch us winch. So even though you're alone, I guess there's people just wander. Maybe they're ghosts, or they just live in the hills. Who knows? And this podcast is rambling on of a whole bunch of nothing. All right, now it's time for the question of the month. And this question of the month is probably going to go on for 2 months, because I don't have anybody to talk to about it. And I was thinking about posting it up on social media, but that's kind of getting old too. But Angry Eye grills on the new JKs and JLs. I guess maybe they make them for TJs too. I don't think I've ever seen one on a TJ. I don't like it. I think they look ridiculous. Now, disclaimer, your rig, you do what you want. But, and I will not make fun of you. I will not say, oh, look at that Angry Eye grill. It's your Jeep, you do whatever. But me personally, I'm not going to buy one. If I get a good deal on a Jeep and it has them on there, that's the first thing that's coming off. Jeeps are supposed to be happy. Why are they so angry? Why make them look angry? It doesn't make sense. It just makes them look mean and angry and upset at the world like a Toyota. All right, so that's about all the time I have for tonight. You can catch the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast on Podbean, Apple Podcast, and Google Play. But not iHeartRadio. Those bastards still won't approve me. You can contact the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast at 10minuteoffroad@gmail.com. You can catch us on the Instagram and the Twitter and the Facebook, although I've been kind of slacking on the social media. I need to hire a teenage girl, not for that reason, get your mind out of the gutter, to do my social media. Because, man, if you need your social media done, you need to hire a teenage girl. All right, thanks for tuning in. This is Nikki G saying, wheel what you got and be happy. Linville Gorge, I love it. If you're in the area, check it out. All right, so I rambled on quite a lot. And I want to